Fifth Perek of Erev Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah is a new concept, nothing to do with Tchumim. This has to do with the concept of Erev Chatzeres and Shitus Mevoyes. We learned before about the general concept that a person cannot carry out from a private house into a communal chotzer without having an Erev, because the communal chotzer has a certain element of looking like a Rishus HaRavin, because it's common to various people and the house only belongs to him. Once they make the Erev, then one can say the members of the houses that are open to this chotzer, this courtyard, can take from the house into the chotzer. The same thing, if you have various chotzeres that are opened up to a movi, they can carry from the chotzeres into the movi, into this alleyway or into the streets of a walled city, unless we combine them all into one shitus between all the mavoyas. Now, we're saying a limitation. According to this, that the concept which we said now, if you have a city with a wall around it, you can make one big shitus for the entire city, and then everybody will be permitted to carry to any point in the city. The city is the Rishus HaYochid. We said that the carry from your house, from your chota, to a street, looks like from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. That's the shitus helps to treat it as all one communal area. So, Ir Sheyochid Shenatzah Shel Rabim, if the city originally belonged to one person, the count, the king's city, a wealthy person owned cities, and now he rented it out or let the rabbi, many people use it, and we sold it to them. Ma'avim eskulo, you could make one area for the entire city, because now it looks like a Rishus HaYochid. The shel rabbim shenatzah shel yochid, but if initially it was a city that belonged to a rabbi, and the Gemara says there's another condition that there were two entrances. On one side there was an entrance, and on the other side an entrance, to the extent that externally this place, even though it technically had a wall around it, it looked like a real class which is a rabbin. It was a public thoroughfare that people were constantly going from out of the city into the city, back and forth through these entrances. So since it was initially a city that belonged to the rabbin and was used as a derech rabbin, so over here Chazal didn't want them to make one area for the entire city, because people are going to confuse it still with Rishus HaRabim even after the shittus was made for the entire city, and therefore they said they have to make heker. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to have 50 members of this city that are not included in the general shittus. This way you can have the area of these 50 people, which will be one area which they are allowed to carry in, and the rest of it is a place where everybody else is allowed to carry from their house into that area. And by this it will be clear to everybody that since everybody knows you can't carry from every point to every point in the city, that this is not a regular situation, and they're going to remind themselves that there was an Erev made for us and not for them, and they made Erev for them and not for us, and they're going to realize that an Erev was made and it's not a regular Shus HaRabim, and they won't confuse it with a Shus HaRabim. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Shosh Vatel Shel Shnei Bofim, that it's enough to leave out three chaseres, that each one has two houses. The ma'aseh we hold even less than that even if you have one house that is left out of the Erev, that's enough to be matured, because once again people will realize that the place is not a standard place. We had an Erev that that was made, and therefore the place that is excluded from the Erev is also to carry to from people's houses, the chaseres. Okay.